Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This week, September 16th through 22nd of 2018, we are celebrating the National Farm Safety and Health Week. This year's theme, Cultivating the Seeds of Safety, spotlights safe practices on the farm, such as safe grain bin entry and the proper use of protective equipment for farmers. Many injuries are preventable through education and proper planning, and for this reason, National Farm Safety and Health Week has been recognized for over 70 years, beginning in September of 1944. Agriculture remains one of the most hazardous industries in America and around the world. In the U.S., last year, over 2 million full-time workers were employed in the production of crops, livestock, and poultry, and according to the CDC's National Institute for Occupational Health and Safety, 417 farmers and farm workers died from a work-related injury, and over 100 agricultural workers per day suffered an injury at some point in time during the year. During National Farm Safety and Health Week, there are several themes that we focus on, including rural roadway safety, which is something that affects not only our local ag producers, but everybody who lives in a rural agricultural community. As we get into September, a near harvest season, we will see many more large equipment and machinery pieces traveling down rural roadways. And this is a good reminder to the general public that they need to be aware, keep an eye out, and plan on more travel time and plan to stop or slow down when they see these slow-moving vehicles. It's also a good time to remind folks who may be traveling rural roadways that many times farm equipment does not turn at traditional intersections. Equipment you may be following may unexpectedly turn into a field entrance or other hidden driveway, so take extra caution and plan extra time when following or especially when passing these large pieces of equipment. Another good thing to keep in mind is that many of these larger pieces of equipment do not react quickly, and they are many times larger than the average passenger vehicle on those rural roadways. So slow down and keep your eye out. Some additional areas of focus during this National Farm Safety and Health Week include a focus on youth on the farm. Many of those folks injured on the farm are youth who live on or around the farm or young workers on the farm. Iowa State University Extension has a publication series entitled Safe Farm, helping promote ag health and safety. One of the publications from the Safe Farm series focuses on reviewing family farm safety rules, understanding the family farm environment, designating safe and fenced play areas, understanding what potential attraction areas on the farm may be to young children, and identifying specifically off-limit hazard areas, and also for older adults on the farm to be models of safety for younger children or younger adults on the farm. The Iowa Center for Agriculture Safety and Health is a collaborative effort between the University of Iowa, Iowa State University, the Iowa Department of Public Health, and the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship. They have a variety of resources, from videos to newsletters, to help producers stay safe this time of year. They also publish a newsletter called Alive and Well. Other topics of interest during National Farm Safety and Health Week include mental health in farmers, and a great reminder of the Iowa Concern Hotline is always a resource to farmers or anyone facing stress this or any time of year. The Iowa Concern Hotline started in 1985 as a resource to farmers that were going through the ag crisis in the mid-80s and has maintained its status as a free, confidential resource to Iowans across the state. It is a toll-free hotline that offers mental, financial, and legal counseling to any resident of the state of Iowa. Along with being a toll-free hotline, there is also a website for Iowa Concern Hotline that has a variety of resources folks who are in crisis or under stress can access. Again, just one of the many resources available to Iowans and especially farmers as we get into this time of harvest every year. So again, as we head into harvest season and as we celebrate National Farm Safety and Health Week, take time to thank a local producer for all of the work that they do to support your local community, and take time to slow down and stay safe on those rural roadways and on the farm. All of the hustle and bustle of harvest season can often lead us to move more quickly and make decisions we wouldn't otherwise make, but it can also result in injury or even tragedy. Stay safe this harvest season, and till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.